living in a resort every day and head to mandalayliving.com.au. Just 40 minutes from Melbourne.
R&B Fridays, Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox, Fifi, Fev and Byron for breakfast.
Now on the holidays, guys, it was little Lendog's 13th birthday, big birthday. She had about 4 different parties and it was amazing. And it's gift giving is a beautiful thing when you watch your kids open gifts. And earlier in the year, Lenny's bird, Biscuit, passed away. So we had a lovely listener that messaged me and said that she's a painter, her little daughter, who I think his daughter's like 10. And they'd love to paint a picture of Biscuit.
A little Biscuit.
So I got it all organised, and Lenny never gets anything sent to the house, and she was so excited to open up this present, and this unfolded.
Oh, it's wrapped up.
Present for you, Lenny.
Oh, no. Yeah. She's bawling her eyes
out? Yeah, for about half a day. Okay. And I really tried to make it like, oh, it's a present. It's really beautiful. And we hung it up where Biscuit used to sit.
As it turns out, it was just a painful reminder.
It was just a painful reminder of Biscuit's passing. But it's happened again. Rest in peace, Biscuit. It's happened again. Good old, my old man, Ange. He's a lovely man. He's got a great heart. So it was her birthday. So we've come over for presents. And she's got this beautiful sort of like a box with a jewelry. So it was a necklace. And she's opened it up and she pulls out the necklace. And it was exactly the same picture that the girl had painted. Dad had got a copy of it and put it on a necklace.
Ange.
And Lenny lost it.
Oh,
and I'm like, Dad, what are you doing?
Oh,
this has already happened.
He's doing what you were doing,
yes,
thinking it was going to help.
Yeah, he tried to copy Big Ange and Lenny cried and she's got the necklace and now she's reminded all the time. And she literally on her birthday cried for half a day again.
No.
And I thought to myself, 131060, gifts that you've been given that made you cry.
Yeah.
Because that's awful.
It's a lot. I got flowers yesterday from Isabel from Gogglebox for Monday, you know, my dog passed away on Monday, and that just made me bawl my eyes out again. So I was like, oh.
It's hard to know what to do. I mean, when there's been loss, for example, you're trying to be nice, but it almost just makes it worse.
Oh, don't
it?
Worry, I cooked Ange. I said, mate,
this
has already happened. And he's like, and then Dad felt really bad.
Oh.
And I'm like, Lenny, don't worry. And Dad doesn't understand.
You just passed on the guilt. Here you have it.
If this sounds familiar, give us a call. A gift maybe that you've given that's made someone cry as well. It's just sort of backfired on you.
It was a beautiful necklace, though.
Third, thank you, Ange.
101.9 The Fox. The Fox.
131060. Unfortunately, Fev, you've had a bit of an issue. Your lovely dad, Ange, he meant well.
He's got a good heart, Big Ange. I gave a present to Lenny back in a while ago when the passing of Biscuit, and it was a beautiful picture. She bawled her eyes out, and then Dad thought he'd be a genius and buy her for her birthday, which was a year passing because Lenny got the bird for her birthday last year.
The late Biscuit, yeah.
The late Biscuit, and he got a necklace with a little bit. It's beautiful, but it's just don't. And she pulled her eyes out, so it wrecked her birthday. We've got Raquel on the phone. What's made you cry, Raquel, from the CBD? Lucky
guys.
This wasn't yesterday because, whoo, that asteroid nearly hit the CBD.
Okay, fair enough. We're all here, though. We're all alive.
That one made you cry.
Yeah.
Not so much myself, but my parents, every time that I give them a card for a birthday, Christmas, whatever, they just lose it.
Oh.
What do you write in your cards?
Yeah.
No, I feel bad. No, it's a good thing. Look, my parents go above and beyond for my family, my sister and I. So I always kind of pull my heart out in the card. I kind of say stuff like, you know, your love and understanding never waver.
This is beautiful.
You've taught me so much. I'm so grateful.
That's making me cry.
You're a suck.
That's lovely.
Thank you. A bit teary in here other than
You know what I used to do with cards?
Heartless.
I used to open them up first because you just want cash when you're a kid.
Oh, yeah.
And then I used to cry when there was no cash.
Yeah,
I'd
me
be
too.
Like, you've taught us.
Oh, wow.
That's so flat.
The money?
Beautiful sentiments.
I always opened the card first just in case there was a little bit of a note in there.
Wow.
We and then when there wasn't, I hated the print.
Remember when you used to get the card and you'd open it and you'd kind of do the
You'd hold it and you'd hope to flip out and you'd hope it'd be 100 or a 50 and then like a 10 falls out and you go,
My dad would always do that at Christmas. I know we're sort of getting away from the playground a bit here.
That's all right. Stay on the swings.
But Dad, you'd get him in some amazing gift, something that you'd really put a lot of effort into, but he'd always rummage around for other stuff that should be also in there. It's like, what are you looking for? That was awesome. The gift was awesome, Dad.
I'm surprised you even brought a gift. Bailey from Lang Warren. Good morning, Bailey. Oh.
Good morning. Oh, sorry. Oh. Good morning.
You got a bit of a cold, mate.
Yeah.
How old are you?
I'm 11.
Oh, you're 11. What makes you cry?
So it was about when I was turning 8. It was the night before my birthday. And my dad was tickling me and getting me ready for bed so I could wake up nice and early because it would be my birthday the next day.
Yeah.
He flipped me on the bed and then I landed with my arm behind my back and there was a crack.
Oh no.
I was bawling my eyes out and my mum's shaking me saying, Bailey, you're fine.
Oh, okay.
And then we go to the hospital and the lady says, what have you done? And I say, Daddy,
my parents
asked me. No. Okay. So about your wording there, it might not have sounded very good to those people there, Bailey.
And I broke my elbow.
Elbow.
Happy birthday.
Thank you for your call, Bailey. You're okay now, though. Bailey, everyone's fine,
imagine,
right?
Imagine rocking up to hospital with your kid and the kid, and you're like, he just fell off the bed. And then the kid goes, no.
Daddy flipped me
over and then mum shook me.
101.9 The Fox. The Fox. Is it amazing? Yes, it's amazing.
You know, depending on your morning schedule, this might be the first time you've heard it. We thought we'd bring it forward a little bit. We normally play it after 8:30.
My favourite game.
A bit of fun at this time in the morning with Is It Amazing? So how it works is, Fev, of course.
We get 131060. You ring up, you tell your amazing story. You run it by us first because it is the weekend, Evie Jones, and you want to go out when you're having a couple of cold ones off the wood. You go to a dinner party and you think, pretty funny. Might tell us a good story.
Mm-hmm.
And then people go, that's not a good story. But I love a story with a bit of GST, a little bit of mayo on the end of it, something to make you laugh. And I love this segment because it's always like our last thing before we go away for the weekend.
Not today.
Do we get to go? No,
we'll be here for another hour. 131060, if you've got an amazing story. Evie, why don't you start
us off? It would be amazing if I didn't.
I've got an amazing story. It reminded me because, we were at Buller on the weekend. It was the only other time that I was at the skiing in the snow. I went up the little kids one, up and down, up and down. And I did that for ages.
The little kids run, like the little easy one.
Little petit yums.
And then I got a little bit, confident. I was like, I'm going to go up a little bit higher. And I did. And there was no one around. And I was like, oh, God, and then I was so nervous that I felt, I've got to do a wee. But there was no toilets anywhere.
Right.
So I thought, well, there's no one around. No one's going to see if I undo my ski clothes and just do a little, but I didn't really know skiing. I didn't understand. I should have probably taken my skis off because I started to go as I was going. And I picked up some momentum and crashed into a tree and I broke my arm.
Wow.
Now, that's not the end of the story.
It's already amazing.
It's already an amazing story. I went to the infirmary. That's what they call it at the snow when you hurt,
They and it's normally filled doctors,
with filled with people. But just like my heel, there was no one in the infirmary. There was one guy in there. And we're both kind of looking at each other and he was so good looking. I was like, oh, God, I've got to. Oh, no. What did you?
Did you still have your pants on? Around your ankles?
No, I didn't.
Right.
I was all done up and my arm had been put into a sling and I saw he had a broken, he had something done with his leg and I was like, oh, what happened to your leg? Like really flirty. Hmm. And he goes, oh my God, it was the weirdest thing. I was on the ski lift and I was going down and all of a sudden I saw this girl coming down the hill with her pants around her ankles. And I laughed so hard I fell off the ski lift and I broke my leg.
Yes, it's amazing.
That is unbelievable. Your story doesn't have to be that good, okay? So if you call, you just heard that and went, I can't keep up. Don't worry, it doesn't have to be quite that good. 131060.
That's not even the greatest. Is an amazing story.
If you've got an amazing story, do share it with us right now. The number is 131060. We'll take your calls next.
1019. The Fox. The Fox.
It is a Friday. Fifi, Fev and Byron with Evie Jones. Being a Friday, we play this game.
Is it amazing? Yes, it's amazing.
You call us with your amazing stories, guys. Now, Fev and Evie will judge these. Are these stories as amazing as our callers think they are?
And we've got Kenny from Raywood. Good morning, Kenny.
Good morning, guys.
Hello, what? Kenny.
What's your amazing...
How you doing?
Good, good. What's your amazing story, Kenny?
I was driving a truck interstate and one day I had to go to the toilet, so I pulled up in a parking bay at Benalla and went into the toilet. There used to be a dam out the back which was dry and had reed marsh in it, and it was a hot day, so I was sitting on the toilet and just about finished my business and looked down, here's this tiger snake coming up inside the wall to get to the toilet to get the water, and... I was exit stage left, pants around my ankles, and wiped my backside out in the parking bay.
Yeah, oh, surely.
Yes, that's quite amazing.
I know that. Little toilet stop in Benalla. It's right on the corner, just before you hit Benalla. It's a little cubicle. It's not only like one toilet seat in it. And I know the dam at the back too. So I used to stop there before we get into Benalla just for a quick little.
Stare at the stars?
Yeah, stare at the stars and admire the country air. It's a beautiful little stop.
You're lucky you weren't attacked by a snake in the...
Well, now I'll never stop there. No, the snake's there.
Thank
but that
you,
was amazing,
Ken.
Kenny. Well done. Dylan from Geelong.
G'day, guys. I about 2 months ago, I was singing in the shower and I was really going for it. And I happened to slip over and chip my tooth. And since then, I haven't really been singing in the shower. So...
Okay, that's okay. Let's have a chat about that.
What were you singing?
It's a bit of a sad story.
I was singing Sam Sparrow, Black and Gold, and
well, now your tooth is black, so it fits, doesn't it?
You know what would have been amazing for that story? Had he been singing, "All I want is my two front teeth, my two front teeth,"
then it would have absolutely
that
got
would have been
this
a
sting.
Yes, it's amazing.
But. Hey, Dill, just probably keep that one in the holster,
out.
I reckon.
It's sort of interesting. Thank you, Dill. Yeah. Work on that one.
1019. The Fox.
The Fox. Go to our Instagram right now and you'll see something that you won't believe. Fifi, Fev, Byron on our Instagram, Fev.
Yeah, I still don't believe it, Byron. I have a bee on my toe. Yesterday, I threw it out to Melbourne because I need a new tattoo because I've got the three girls on my stomach. Mm. And I thought, Toby, let's get something different because it's just, you know, plain and boring on my stomach and the kids are older now. And as Toby's favourite child, I thought I'll just get something a bit different. And I got a phone call from a guy in Williamstown, Dan, and he said, why don't you get a bee on your toe? Toe. Bees.
Smart.
That's so cute.
So I went down to the city of Vic, just down the road, and Byron popped in to give me a little bit of support. And at that time, I FaceTimed my wife, Alex, to show her how good my bee looked. Mm. And Byron thought he'd record the conversation.
Mm. Horrible. That is not representative of Toby, I'm just saying.
Toby. It's really quite clever.
It's awful.
Like Toby.
See what they've done there?
I understand the concept.
Toby.
I just don't like it.
Right.
But it's not my toe, so that's okay.
It's not a henna. It's done.
It's done, honey. Like, I can't come off.
Well, lucky you. I wouldn't be wearing thongs or slides ever again.
I reckon it's going to look great in my Gucci's.
It's actually so big. From a distance, Evie, of course, it just looks like this black blob on his toe.
Mate, the artwork that went into it took a long time. He was very good, Morgan. And then you also thought you'd get your phone out and interview young Kingy, Jakey King, good friend of the show, because he owns a tattoo parlour. And Kingy had this to say about my bee on my toe.
Kingy, how many tattoos will you have seen run through this place?
It'd be up there, almost triple figures, yep.
When you look down at Fev's toe, what are you thinking?
Well, it's a big toe. I can tell you that for sure. So I was a little bit concerned about maybe the size of the bee. There might not be enough detail, but when he took his foot off, you could have drawn an elephant on there if you wanted.
Took my foot off or my shoe?
Fev's made the point that he didn't take his whole foot off. He did take his shoe off to reveal a giant toe. Toby, I mean, when you first heard that, clever, stupid?
Well, we've, believe it or not, we've done the camel several times in here.
The camel toe!
But it is a first, and I actually like it. So it's very original.
Great job, Morgan. You've actually killed it. Are you happy with that? It's actually... Even Kingy thinks it's all right.
I'm pretty happy. It's just I was a bit scared because he was moving and crying a bit at the beginning, but at the end he was fine. Good job, big boy.
There he is, Morgan, the tattoo artist, Jake King, who
from
runs
Belgium.
The joint. Now, look, this is an interesting area. He touched on the creativity there. Kingy, who I believe is nearing triple figures, the amount of tattoos he's done, so he's done about 90.
Yeah.
But the point is...
The most interesting thing Kingy said... Wasn't.
There's a lot of interesting things that he said.
He said, I took my foot off. I took my shoe off. But that wasn't the most interesting thing that he said. Yeah. The most interesting thing he said was camel toe.
Yes. Clever.
Very clever.
He's done a lot of camels on toes.
Yeah, and it got us thinking because I got a message yesterday about someone got Steph on his knee. It was his wife, Stephanie. And then you said something earlier for my other daughter, Lenny.
Just get Len on your knee.
Yeah.
Lenny.
Because I did say my kids cracked it because I ended up getting a Toby tattoo where all the other kids are. So therefore, I've got two Tobys on my body.
Oh, so you got the proper Toby one written because you thought the B's not enough for Toby.
Yeah, I need to get it. Well, Alex said
so you end up getting two.
Alex said you need to get the other one done.
Yeah.
And now the kids have cracked it because we call them by all animal names. So it's Len Dog, Louie the Fly, Lulu. And Mia is moo cow. Now I need the whole frigging farm on my back. We'll go to a phono, Byron.
Well, yeah, I like this. We're pun tattoos. Tattoos that you have to explain. Clever tattoos. Can we beat Toby? Call us if you've had one. Maybe your mate has had one. 131060. Just where you've got to explain them. They're a bit clever.
Or do they explain themselves?
Hopefully.
Stay on the
swings. Most of the time, they don't.
1019.
The Fox.
So what a clever tattoo. Have a look at it. Fifi Fev Byron on Instagram. It is Fev's dedication to Toby. A B on his toe. Toby.
It's actually really big.
Look like a bee.
I keep looking at it going, I have a friggin' bee on my toe. Like, I got to have that. That just doesn't go away. It's there forever, Byron.
Yeah.
No, you can get it removed. But can I say, it doesn't look like a bee. It looks like a moth. And secondly, I thought you were going to get a nice little bumblebee, like, you know, the bee on the Capilano honey, something, or just a cute little bee, you know, because a bee is all about the bum.
Mate, that is a grouse bee.
It is grouse. It's something.
Yeah. Have a look. Make up your own mind. Fifi, Fev, Byron, we know. Actually, we'll even play this again. This was Fev's wife's reaction. Keeping in mind, this is Toby's mother. Alex, not as impressed as Fev.
Horrible. That is not representative of Toby, I'm just saying.
Toby. It's really quite clever.
It's awful.
Like Toby.
See what they've done there?
I understand the concept.
Toby.
I just don't like it.
Right.
But it's not my toe, so that's okay.
It's not a henna. That's done.
It's done, honey. Like, I can't come off.
Well, lucky you. I wouldn't be wearing thongs or slides ever again.
I reckon it's going to look great in my Gucci's.
Can I just say that the best part of that is you two trying to explain it to Alex and her going... I understand.
I got home, Evie, and she's like, take your shoe off. Yep. I showed her and she said, that is awful. It didn't go, and the kids awful. Oh. Everyone was just awful. I dropped Lulu's lunch off.
You dropped your lunch?
No, I dropped Lulu's lunch off to school. And it was lunchtime and the kids were there and she's like, did you get the tattoo today? We heard it because all the kids were listening on the way to school.
Uh-oh.
And all the little friends. There was Poppy, there was...
Lily Rose.
No, there was there was like four girls, Brooke, and they go, show me your foot. So I'm in the middle of the school, take it off, and they're all going, oh my God, it's so cool. And Lily said, it's embarrassing, go.
novelty tats though, tats that have puns in them that are clever along the lines of Toby. And we've got quite a few of through, including Bo and Cranny.
Well, how's it going, guys?
Good. Hey, you just get a bow written? You just get a picture of a bow?
Oh, no, no. My brother got a picture of Homer tattooed on his toe and called it Toma.
That's dreadful.
Thank you, Bo. We'll move on to Shania. Shania is in West Meadows.
Good morning, Shania.
Hi, Shania.
Hey.
What did you get?
I have a bee on my knees, and it is the bee's knees.
Yeah, it's the bee's knees.
That's very good. I've got a couple of pictures here, Evie Jones, of a couple of tattoos that we just sort of Googled.
Oh, my God.
There's an armpit with a lot of hair, and it's just
sweating.
Written. Yeah, it just says Brad. Brad Pitt.
Oh, there's Brad is written in a sweaty armpit.
Very, very good. There's another guy with a clenched fist on his, so he's got a sort of a knuckle. And there's a picture of a sandwich, knuckle sandwich.
That's good.
And I don't really get the next one.
Yes, you do.
Lady and the Tramp.
Oh, is that what that little dog is?
Yeah.
That's that's the character, the Tramp, and it's above her
bottom.
Lower.
It's in her lower back.
So
it's
therefore, it is a
Tramp stamp.
Yeah. I didn't get that because I've never seen Lady and the Tramp.
Okay, cool.
But anyway, it's a good dog.
It is. It's just the cartoon dog, so they just copied it.
Wasn't a very good tat at all.
Billy anyway, Ray. Have a look us away.
Well, yep, along with Lil Nas. Have a look at
this. Is Billy Ray Cyrus?
Yes, we did. Thanks for your help, guys.
101.9 The Fox. The Fox.
Byron and Evie, this is a little segment I call Sounds of Australia.
Wow, can't wait.
Great build-up.
That song.
So there's been a research from Hearing Australia, and they've compiled a list of what they think the sounds of Australia are. So these are the top four sounds. When you think of Australia, you think of these sounds. Sound number one is a kookaburra.
Yep.
Okay, yeah. Hard to argue with that
Hard to argue. Sound number two.
The didge.
Everyone loves the didge. Okay. Everyone loves the didgeridoo.
There we go. We're getting there now.
I can sort of half play it. Sound three is very iconic.
Oh,
the Mr. Whippy Van. And as Ali was told when she was a young kid by her parents, when they heard that music, means they're out of ice cream.
Yep. Oh, that's a cruel thing to tell little Ali, our producer, when she was a kid.
There was 1,000 people done in this survey. Oh. And this one I'm not quite sure of. Sound four. Sounds of waves crashing on a beach. Could be anywhere in the world. Not
any
quite
country,
sure about that one.
That, has water
that could be
on
any
it.
Country.
Well said. And yet, I mean, that's not unique
island.
To Australia at all.
So I thought to myself this morning, because I read this story online at about 2 o'clock this morning, the iconic Australian sounds that should have made the list.
Oh, I like this.
Yes. This is what should have made the list, Evie. Now, this is a pint of beer being poured.
Oh, yeah.
That's as Aussie as it gets. And this is a sound of men, pretty much me and my mates, at the local tab listening to a race. So listen carefully.
Gamble responsibly, obviously.
Come on, Winks! No! No!
No, it got beat.
No.
Done all my dough.
Story of my life.
About that one.
Yes. Now, a tab.
Yeah.
Everyone
that
goes
didn't
to a tab.
That sound like a tab.
Yeah.
That just sounded like even a toilet block.
Okay.
We could talk about where we sourced the sounds from.
Yeah, we're not quite sure where we got that from, but that's okay.
I don't think it was even a tab.
That's not the important one.
It's not the point.
But the sound that every Australian would know is this.
Is this the most iconic Australian sound?
It's the most
sound?
Iconic thing you'll ever hear.
If anyone can kick it, this man can. Pavola stands his ground, starts to bend it back.
What a man! Kalush!
101.9 The Fox.
The
Fox.
The opposite of a letdown is guest. I tell you what, you can catch him on Australia's Got Talent Sunday, 7 p.m. on 7. Then on Tuesday, he's a very busy man. It is on 7. You'll know him best for his portrayal of Kenny, of course, in the film Kenny, which was an absolute smash. Shane Jacobson is here, guys.
Morning, bro.
Hey, mate, and guys, how we doing?
Hi.
We're good, mate. You're like Dylan Alcott. You're everywhere.
I'm everywhere, except I can't play sport, as you know, Fev.
But something you can do is you can pick talent, and you've got this premiering on Sunday. Obviously, you've done a bit of the rehearsals and stuff. How's it all gone?
It's, in all honesty, it's better than I'd imagined. And the reason, I know people are going to figure I'm going to say that because I'm here to promote the show. But the thing is, what I figured out is there's people out there, and you know what, Fev, you'll get this from a sporting point of view. You know, there's other great footballers out there that we just don't know about yet. And then at some point they go, you know what, I'm going to try out today, or I'm going to go out there and play the player game for my local team. And then someone goes, where did this kid come from? And it turns out, you know, I keep saying, if Australia's Got Talent was a question, not the name of a show, because I used to always joke, is it a question? Are we going, Australia's Got Talent? but it actually turns out Australia's Got Talent because they come out of the woodwork and there's people. And the other thing, our show. For
they're
those
like
that
Richmond supporters.
They just come out of everywhere.
In 2017, where'd they all come from?
And except they're a lot better than Richmond supporters, and that's not hard. But the thing is, we accept everything. So you can do comedy magic. If you've got something that shocks or amazes or it can be a stunt, whatever, we welcome it on a show. So as a result, sitting there and watching them, you know, act after act, it's great fun for us. So, yeah, we had a ball and still are.
Yeah, I don't really get what you're saying because I was born with it, so I was already there with the talent.
Yeah, but, well, mate, you've still got it because you can't even give it away.
Yeah, I know. It's amazing. But the actual ads have been very good. And the Bachelor, what's the Bachelor's name? The guy who lights himself up.
Oh, it's Apollo.
Apollo, yes.
Oh, really?
Now, that is scary. Yeah, he's hanging upside down. There's like big, massive spikes at the bottom. If he falls, he dies. And he lights himself on fire.
And he's it's actually, you know, it's his raison d'etre. He reckons it's his reason for being. Being on The Bachelor is one thing, but being a magician, an illusionist, and, as far as I'm concerned, he's a stunt guy because he was on fire.
Yeah.
Like,
wow.
And he really hurt himself. He cut his hand because he had. Yeah, he really got hurt, but he was okay with that. And he's like, this is what I do. And we're like, then you just keep doing it, Tiger. I mean, look what happens to people when you don't hand them a rose.
I think he was quite amazing, but did you ever see him be the Tim Tam Genie? I mean, come on.
That was amazing. That's talent right
He's
there.
He's everywhere. He's like you, Shane.
Except I don't have any skills. That's why I'm a judge.
No, you've got skills. You did Little Big Shots. You've been on everything. Someone that I was just questioning about one of your hosts.
Oh. I know what you're going to say.
Manu, what's he bring to the table?
He brings plenty. So here's the thing that people don't know is he's famous for being a chef, but he's actually circus trained.
Is
so,
he?
Yeah, very much so.
Well,
so,
there you go.
So he spent years doing circus training and performing. So he can do unicycle, juggle. He's all over magic. Like the amount of times I'm watching magic performances and I'm going, oh, my God, I think this guy's actually magic. I look across at Manu who has this look.
He's done apples and he bites the apple in between when juggling. Yep. I've seen that.
So he does. He did it this morning, actually, at another thing I was doing. Not as much fun as this show.
Well, why don't you bring Manu into our show and get him to do some unicycling for us? I feel like we've been ripped off.
And he can speak French at the same time.
Look, he's not French. That's crap. So
No. We've already uncovered that, Shane. We already uncovered that. We asked him to say, "This is Fifi Fevan Byron on the Fox" in French, and he didn't know how to say it.
He froze.
No, wouldn't have a clue. His name's Trevor. He's a cab driver from Dubbo.
Anyway, look, it's Shane Jacobson, Australia's Got Talent, with the unicycling Manu, Sunday 7 p.m. on 7. And of course, we've got an exciting announcement here on our show. You won't believe this, Shane. We have managed to get our hands on $10,000 worth of cash thanks to Australia's Got Talent. We're calling it Fifi Fevan Byron's Show Us Your Talent. All you got to do, upload a video of your talent to your Instagram page. Use the hashtag Fifi Fev Byron Talent. $10,000, Shane. That's what we're doing.
It's fantastic. What they don't know is it's lira, so that works out to $13.70.
And we'll also see you, Shane, on Tuesday night in the all-new Monty, which is on 7 as well.
Who else is
And yeah, who else is in that, Viv? Talk us through it.
I'm in it. We've got Georgie Burgess, who may be making a bit of an appearance on your show, Australia's Got Talent. Is that right?
Mate, couldn't say. Couldn't possibly say.
Probably shouldn't have said that.
Feels like a yes, doesn't it?
Yes. We've got Todd McKinney, Matty J, the brand Dipper, and the Wiggle, Sam.
Sam the Wiggle.
The Wiggle. So that's going to be on Tuesday night. So I'm looking forward to seeing that. Good luck on Sunday for Australia's Got Talent. Looking forward to it.
Jeez,
thanks,
man.
Team.
You're busy.
Thank
you. Do you want to hang around and host R&B Fridays from 9? Because you've got
done.
Okay,
he's
good.
He's not Fatman Scoop.
Can we just get Shane in every day?
We're out of here. Have yourselves a great day. Bye.
See you guys.
Feel like you're living in a resort every day and head to mandaleyliving.com.au. Just 40 minutes from Melbourne.